Good morning, KYLK listeners. Good morning, Sister Linda Randall, and welcome to your Sunday School Snapshot. I am Reverend Lewis Winkley. I preside and serve at the Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, under the leadership of my pastor, Dr. Sheldon L. Jackson, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have a wonderful lesson, very familiar text in our lesson number 10 and from my standard lesson commentary that we do. We're still in the units of the worship songs, the Psalms of Thanksgiving. We'll be pulling up in out of our first division of Psalms, Psalms 23, with our background being John, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. So let's get into some prayer and then we'll get into the lesson. Eternal God, our Father, Lord, thank you for the time. Thank you for this opportunity that you have shared and given us to dive into your word. Father God, we pray, Father, that you break your word up for us, Lord, and give us our spiritual nutrients that we need, Lord, and make us be the better, that we'll give you the glory out of our lives is our prayer. Link our minds and hearts together, Lord, by the power only that you can provide. Bless us with your peace, Father God. Have your way and your understanding. In Jesus' name, we ask for these blessings for thy name's sake. And the people of God said, amen. Psalms 23. Man, this is something. The first thing that comes to mind when I read this is my grandmother we'd recite the 23rd Psalms. I remember many times when some trouble has come. I've seen the phone ring and she get on the phone and she would talk. And then when she got through with the phone, she would hang it up and she would be almost in a somber message, getting some unsettling news. And I would go and ask her, Granny, what's wrong? And she said nothing. She said, just something happens, da da da, whatever. But she would tell me, said we would recite the 23rd Psalms, you know, and she would tell me that. She would say that we're going to recite the 23rd Psalms, you know, and she would use that for her personal encouragement, you know. And so that always had meant something to me. And second thing come to mind in my travels and my duties and serving God's people, a lot of times when we end up going to homegoing services and having to go to the gravesite to inter the body, whenever we moved the body, in my training, I was taught to always recite the 23rd Psalms as the body of the deceased, the remains was being moved, transported either from the hearse going into the church or coming out of the church into the hearse or from the hearse traveling. In the time we transport the body, it was to lead the body. And we would read the 23rd Psalms in my training. In that training, my pastor have always told me not to rush it. And don't, because it is poetry. And he told me that, you know, and I was taught that, to read it and look at it as poetry, as something beautiful. So here we see that the 23rd Psalms is, the superscription should read a Psalm of David, because you see David clearly in this psalm. You see David and his life of being chased by Saul. You see, contrast to this, they have juxtaposition, juxtaposition, which is a hyper contrast. That's a language word meaning a hyper contrast of two things that are similar, that you put them to pit against each other. They're directly contrast of one another, like war. They say all is fair in war, love and war. So you see, love and war is two totally different things, separate from one another. But the intensity of what they are, what they bring, the how they make people feel and what they'll do and they're how they are. Sometimes it seems like love is war and war is love. So they use this juxtaposition, hyper contrast of metaphors in here to contrast the God being the good shepherd as well as a host. Then because our background scripture is John, the Gospel of John chapter 10, it pulls in Jesus as being the good shepherd. So excuse me because I got ahead of myself. Our title of the lesson is called Confidence in God's Shepherding. That's the title of the lesson, Confidence in God's Shepherding. And that's what we're seeing between these scriptures is God, they're showing God on how God cares for us, how he loves us, and all that he does to make sure we have the best opportunity at life until we get back with him. That's what's happening. Let me read the psalmist in its entirety. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepareth the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So let's do a micro exegesis of this. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. God is our shepherd. God leads us. Why does he use us? He refers to his people as sheep because sheep are clean animals. Sheep need to be led. Sheep are productive animals. They produce other sheep, lambs. They produce milk. They produce wool. They're productive. We're productive animals. We're clean, but we need to be led because we can be led or we can fall off because we're curious. We're on our own. We want to make our own decisions. How many times do we want to make decisions or we make decisions? How many times do you make decisions that you know God need to be involved in, but you don't let him be involved in your decision making? God leads us. He says, I shall not want. You shall want for nothing. If you trust in God, you shouldn't worry for nothing. Now, I ain't saying being blind. I ain't saying wandlessly warming in the earth without having no thought. I'm saying you be aware of things, but we should never worry if you fully trust God. He says, he make me to lie down in green pastures. That means God puts us in places of abundance. He puts us in places where whatever we need, our needs are met. Yeah, you might not be in the Christian Louboutin red shoes. You might not be in the suite in the store buying them up by the thousands. You might not be at the Maserati place getting a car. You might not be down at Lennon Homes or HB Homes or Perry Homes trying to get them to build you a custom house. You might not be on those nice things, those nice luxury things. There's nothing wrong with having them, but you will be in a place of abundance for whatever your needs are that will be met. He says, he leading me beside the still water. So it's certain places along the rivers, along the bodies of water that are dangerous, that can suck you in and drown you, that could put you in peril. But because God is the good shepherd, he leads us to a place of safety where we can restore our souls by drinking his living water in safety. We don't have to worry about looking around for predators. We don't have to worry about slipping and falling in and drowning because he puts us in a place where he makes sure that we all can get what we need. So God is providing everything. So we have to have the confidence in his shepherding. That means that God is shepherding each one of us right now in our lives. He's leading us. He's guiding us. He's preparing for us. He's going. He says, for his name's sake, because we are his children and we tell people that we are God's children, God blesses us, guides us, shapes and molds us according to his name's sake. So somebody can see you are his child. And even though you're going through, even though it look like you're on the bottom of life, even though it look like you're having problems, they still can't figure out how you still getting what you need, how you still having joy in your heart, how you still have a sincere smile and still appreciative. even though you so thankful, man. I had met a man that was digging in the trash on a school field trip that I had went to, and I offered him some sandwiches. And man, he was so appreciative. I told him, I said, man, if you can just manage your food right, you'll have food for 2 or 3 days. No, he looked at me and said, yes, sir, I would, but thank you. But no, I'm going to take this around the corner, and me and my friends going to eat good today. I'm talking about appreciative, man. He had to tell me that, but that was in his heart. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. He said, even though you're going through problems, even though you got robbers and thieves along the way, God guides us and protects us from those things. He used his rod to punish us and discipline us when we do wrong. We still trying to go to the left, and he might make us go to the right because danger to the left. So sometimes God have to wrap us on our back, on our hind legs. He might even have to pop us in the head to get our attention so we can follow him. And then when we get caught, the staff is also not on authority, but it's also used to show his love and kindness, because sometimes he had to use that staff and pick us up out the mud hole or direct us to make sure we're going the right way. He says that he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. He's showing that the cup means a wealthy place. I mean, there's so much abundance that God can put in our lives that we would have no need. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me by the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And as we go to a close, he said, surely we have to have confidence in God. Surely we have to trust God in him shepherding us. Surely we have to have complete faith in who he is. That way we won't have no worries. Because if we look back, goodness and mercy has always followed each one of us. Goodness and mercy has been there for us. Goodness and mercy has pull us out of the situation. Goodness and mercy has got our head screwed on straight, because God loves us. And if we trust in him and have confidence in him as the good shepherd, we would dwell in his house with him forever. That's future. That's the future, to be with God. Well, I've run out of time. You take care. Y'all have a wonderful day. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful time. You get into your lesson is our prayer.